If you went to Las Vegas in the 1980s, you may have seen dancers covered in feathers and rhinestones. A former Tropicana showgirl now lives in Waitsburg, and she's bringing her life story and the lessons that she learned to a Walla Walla classroom. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Dancing in a Las Vegas show could be just as glitzy and glamorous as you might imagine.
You have to glide across the stage.
Mob bosses sending platters of crab and bottles of champagne on opening night.
They would send it to every single person in the cast.
Hobnobbing in brightly colored costumes and feathers.
To be seen out in the casino or in the nicer lounges, kind of strum up interest.
Dancing for people like the Queen of England.
It wasn't just us. Jerry Lewis was there. Janet Jackson was there.
That's Patty Jo Amerine. She danced as a Las Vegas showgirl in the 1980s and now lives in Waitsburg, Washington. She says she also remembers quieter moments in Vegas. Take this rehearsal break with Sammy Davis Jr.
We'd all be on the floor, leaning against the wall, stretching or eating whatever food we brought. And he would just come over and plunk himself right down and tell us stories, and he would make us laugh.
Amerine will soon share her stories and lessons as a showgirl for a non-traditional class at Walla Walla Community College. It's in the Quest program, which is for people over 50. Annalise Baker manages the Quest program at the college. She says a lifelong quest for learning is ingrained in the Walla Walla area community.
Being older in our society, it's a marginalized group, and you should get to have a second act or a third act or a fourth act or a fifth act.
Baker says the Quest program is picking up enrollment, but it's been difficult to find instructors, like Amerine.
Now, I'm getting older, and I realize how important it is to keep your mind active, not only your body.
At 17, Amerine dreamed of stage lights, but she grew up imagining pink tights and point shoes, not rhinestones and feathers. A ballet instructor told her she was a shoo-in for dancing as a showgirl. Her instructors drove her to the bustling boulevard to try out.
I had on my little leotard and my little character shoes, and I gave it my best shot. They didn't hire me because it was a disaster of an audition.
6 months later, she tried again and found her calling. Over her 15-year career, she danced in 3 shows, with a side trip to Japan. She stayed the longest at the Tropicana. Dancers had to re-audition every 6 months. The spot was never guaranteed. Costumers would watch each person dance and design something suited to their personality.
So let's say that you were sort of a very soft and demure dancer. They would put something a bit spikier, bigger feathers, something a little harsher to balance that out.
The costumes weighed about 40 pounds. Add to that 3-inch block heels, and dancing all out to live music could be tough. When Amerine gave up dancing in the mid-1990s, she needed another creative outlet and found English dressage.
It was just like dancing, only on a horse.
That love eventually led her to the Pendleton Roundup, where she met her cowboy husband. The two moved to Waitsburg. Now, Amerine keeps her dancing shoes in a plastic box. But she still remembers her rhythmic showgirl walk.
When I look back on it, now I have a hard time getting out of bed. And I'm like, wow, I can't even believe I did all of that.
Although she says she misses her life in Las Vegas, literally dreaming about it, she says what she learned there has helped her find determination and persistence throughout her life, something she hopes to convey in her class. I'm Courtney Flatt in Walla Walla.